The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that afternoon. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who had heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What are you looking for? The words of Jesus to the disciples of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a wonderful preacher, the last of the prophets of the Old Testament, who points to the one who he says he's not worthy to untie his sandal. He points to Jesus and says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God." And this community of the baptizer was a fervent group of Jews, just like the Essenes or some of the other Messianic Jews of the time who were watching carefully for the redemption of their nation by God. They looked for a Savior. They looked for Messiah, the King who would follow in David's line. The people of Israel had been under oppression off and on for centuries. At this time of Jesus, the Romans were in charge. And the way that they kept their peace, their Pax Romana, was by the sword. They forced the people to obedience and to do the bidding of their Roman overlords. Andrew was one of those disciples who came to John the Baptist, and heard and saw things that he believed. And when John said, "There is the Lamb of God," he knew that that was the one who would take away the sins of the world, because that is why he was called Lamb of God. He became the Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb who died on the cross. It's interesting that the Orthodox always point out that Peter would not have come if it hadn't been for his brother Andrew. And Andrew is seen as the original apostle of the people of the East, the Eastern Church. And he brings Peter. But Jesus chooses Peter. He says, "You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. It would have been a little bit better if they had said that it was translated into the English language as rock, but Jesus was to say, "You are the rock, and upon you I will build my church, and the netherworld will not prevail against it." In our Old Testament reading today, we hear about the young boy Samuel. Samuel is an interesting prophet because he was not necessarily destined to become this prophet, but his mother had made a promise to the Lord. She made this promise that if she was to have a son, she would give him over to the priests of the temple, and they would raise him as a young priest. That's how it was done in the old days, even in our church. Before the 1600s, there were no seminaries. Young boys would be tutored by priests in parishes, and then they would be sent off to the bishop, who would then ordain them to the priesthood. We still have tutorships, and those things happen among our own families, so that if we work at it, we could have some young priests out of this parish too.
But we're working on it. We've got a couple young men who are talking to me a little bit about the priesthood, and I think in the next couple years we're going to see a bumper crop of seminarians, because the Lord is calling these young people today, because the world has gotten so confusing to most people. Older people can look at it and say, well, this isn't like it was in the 1950s anymore. True? It's not. And it's not even like the 1970s. It's something altogether different. It's very, very full of hate and full of masking itself as love. Hate that masks itself as love. Acceptance, which is not really good acceptance. It's the acceptance of immoral things. And a lot of confusion. And the young people of today, I think, are looking for stability. Stable homes, stable places, places that show them the eternal in a way that the world does not do. The world is very materialistic at this point and is bent on consumerism. We see this especially during our most holy festivals of Christmas and Easter, and dare I say Halloween. That's outdone it all, which just doesn't make any sense to me. But in any case, we have a lot of things to do. The world calls us not to morality, but immorality, which is a topsy-turvy thing, because we hear in our second reading today, Paul saying, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? But whoever is found joined to Christ becomes one spirit with him. So avoid immorality. Every sin a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. When we or others commit sins, it has effects that go beyond us to other people. But the one that it hurts the most is ourselves, because we are separating ourselves from God when we sin. If that were the end of it, and we would say, oh well, if I commit a sin, then it's so bad, God will never forgive me. Or the flip side, no sin is so great that God won't forgive me. We have fallen away from God altogether, because the Lord tells us to come to him when we sin. And there's an interesting saying that I remember from my childhood, and I never quite understood it. Thankfully, my parents didn't say it to me, but it was, now I forgot the saying. Do you ever have those moments when you were going to say something and then it went right out of your mind? Well, what is the saying? Oh, I remember. Don't do what I do what I say. What a horrible saying. Don't do what I say. Can you imagine that coming out of Jesus' mouth? No. Jesus says, do what I do. Come, take up your cross daily and follow me. He doesn't say just go and do whatever you want and then tell other people to do something good. No, that's not it. We are supposed to work as Christians toward a unity of being one in mind and heart and spirit in Christ, and to have the mind of Christ, to have his will and not ours be done. When we pray thee, our Father, we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're asking that the Lord show us his will. Not that we will show the Lord our will so that we can tell everybody else what to do and then everything will be all great because everybody is doing our bidding. Who does that sound like? That sounds more like the devil, right? Yes. Do my will. Do my will. No. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So today, as we come up very quickly on Lent. Did you know Lent was going to start on Valentine's Day? All the guys are going, whew. honey, we don't have to get you any roses this year. You know, it's Ash Wednesday. We're supposed to abstain. No, I hope you guys are smarter than that. Do something on Mardi Gras the day before. We're going to have a Mardi Gras celebration ourselves on the 10th. But in any case, we are called, we're gifted in so many ways by our great God and Savior. He's given us sunshine in this horrible weather, and he will keep blessing us in many ways if we just look and wait for the Lord. Eli waited on the Lord, and he saw the young Samuel, and Samuel heard the voice of the Lord and became a great prophet. John the Baptist became a great prophet. Jesus, the Savior of the world, was Lamb of God. We have so many things that we know in this Catholic Church. We have so many things that we can share. Let us not be afraid to share those things with other people. Our world is in great need of the truth. Truth, not just ideology, truth. The truth of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who uttered no lie in his entire life, who was sinless, who shows us the way to the Father. Let us rejoice with Andrew and Peter and all those early apostles, proclaiming loudly, we have found the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who brings us truth and grace.